So once our brothers and sisters understood, but everywhere in the world, they have known that same problem. Not only we in our country. And so they got a better understanding that they need the Bible, they need to study the scripture to know how to pray to Mungu, Mulungu, Zambe, and the name is not important, but it is the understanding of that name. Do they really have a biblical understanding? Do they, when they say Zambe, have they the knowledge of the true and the living God who gave his son to die on the cross of Calvary for them? During one conference, our dear brother Mukama Gerard from Rwanda, he said this: "Dear brothers and sisters, the Imana, in Kinyarwanda language, they call God Imana." And he said this: "The Imana our parents, our ancestors, worshipped is not the Imana of the Bible. Please read the Bible, so that you get to know who is really Imana. And then you can pray to him. And you can give thanks to the Father who gave his Son to deliver us from the power of darkness." So there are many differences between what we call African traditional religion. And I would like to recommend this book. You can find it on Paul Meyer's table there this evening. This, according to me, is a must reader for each brother, sister, who is serving or would like to serve the Lord in Africa. That was my own experience. As long as we do not understand that what I try to explain to our brothers and sisters, the difference between the message of Scripture and that what the African traditional religion is teaching about this subject, God, eternal rest of the soul, and in the other subject mentioned here, they will not really enjoy the Christian message. They will not enjoy salvation. They will not really know what sin is. Pygmies, when they have problems among them, they get very angry when they commit fornication, very angry. But they have to continue collectively. So they sit together, they rub shoulders, and at the end they start to love, and to love very hard, very hard. And in this way they resolve the problem of sin. And during the whole night they do this, and the next day the problem has been solved. But they need the scripture to get a knowledge of sin, of forgiveness. And I spoke already about these false statements in the faculties in Nairobi and Pretoria, saying Jesus is the supreme being of all of us. And all the gods of our nations in the past is the same God as the God of the Israel, the God of the Bible. I think this is clear for all of us. I see that just 3 minutes are left for questions. I would stop it here if there are any questions.